Many times we, as Americans, look back at those who participated in evils of yesteryear, if you will, such as slavery or the mistreatment of Indians, and we say, how could anybody have done that? Especially, how could anybody who claimed the name of Jesus Christ? But today, we have this issue of abortion. And will not future generations look back at us and say, oh my goodness, how could you have been so apathetic and lackadaisical towards the issue of abortion? We're going to talk about this right now with the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Evangelist Alveda King, who is a spokesperson and an advocate for the unborn, for Priests for Life. Alveda, it's great to have you back on the program. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Dr. Jerry. It's wonderful to join you, your listeners, your viewers, if you're on social media or wherever. Hello, everyone.
All right. I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point. And Alveda, let's get right to it. What are your thoughts when I made that remark about future generations will look back at us and, you know, say, how could you do that? You had 3D, you had 4D sonograms, et cetera. How could you been so cool with abortion, essentially?
Let me go around the block, so to speak, to answer the question. I'm going to take us all the way back to the Tower of Babel. Everyone spoke the same language. They had varying skin colors, but they spoke the same language. God confused their language because they were getting ready to try to have an insurrection and go against heaven and take over heaven. So the languages were confused. Let's move it to fast forward. Socially engineered concept, hundreds and then thousands of years later until today, decided to divide people because of skin color. We are one blood and one human race, so we're not separate races. The little baby in the womb is a human being, and we go from the womb to the tomb. Hopefully, we can be kind to each other. So today, we have organizations like Planned Parenthood who admits that their founder, and they still have some of those same concepts, will reduce the human population, eliminating a large number of African Americans here in America by abortion and pretending that it is medicine. Now, you mentioned the Native American Indians, of course, during the war. At that time, between getting independence from Britain and then the Civil War and all of that, the Native American Indians were given blankets with smallpox to eliminate them because they were fiercely fighting and resisting having their communities destroyed. So man's inhumanity to man, my uncle, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. called it that, is based upon human problems. He said we must learn to live together as brothers, I'll add as sisters, or perish together as fools. So with the generations that are here now, if you're breathing, whether you're a tiny person in the womb or whether you're almost 100 or over, we are all living in this particular generation in the 21st century. We have to learn to stop fighting each other because of skin color and to stop killing babies in the womb. Some people say that the Democrats fight for racial justice. Some people say that the Republicans fight for life and getting rid of abortion. That should not be a Republican or Democrat position. That should be a human position, protecting all human life from the womb to the tomb.
Why is abortion wrong?
Abortion is wrong because it kills a human being. And science, of course, agrees with God on that. God already said choose life, so that means don't abort. But science proves that that's a baby, a human being in the womb. So it's wrong to kill an innocent human being.
All right, and a comment about blacks and abortion. I understand there's almost a disproportionate amount of blacks that are killed in abortion.
African Americans have been targeted for genocide and eugenics throughout the history of America once slavery ended. We were enslaved. African Americans, people of African descent, were enslaved during the time of slavery. Slavery ended and was abolished by President Lincoln's signature on the Emancipation Proclamation Almost 3 years later, Juneteenth came, and that was in the month of June. The slaves found out in Texas they were free. And so then we came up with Jim Crow laws later. So everything that, let's get rid of these black people that we brought over here as slaves because they cost money now. This free labor is gone. And so abortion is one of the most obvious and most heinous acts of genocide to reduce the population of African Americans in this nation.
Is abortion the leading cause of death among blacks?
Abortion is the leading cause of death in the African American community. It's not, we used to say AIDS, now we say COVID, high blood pressure. All of those are harmful agents against the lives of any community, including the African American community. But more abortions are performed in the African American community than anything else that kills African Americans. In some states, New York, for example, I think Georgia, especially in Atlanta, more babies, African-American babies, are aborted than are allowed to be born.
It's terrible. Now, what would you say to those who say, well, look, the woman's going to have an abortion anyway, so if you make it illegal, then, in effect, you're forcing her to, you know, get a back-alley type abortion, and then it's unsafe?
Abortions have been going on in the world since the fall of man and the sin of Adam and Eve. There have always been abortions and infanticide. Once the baby's born, they could kill the babies, leave them out to have the animals eat them and all of that. Now, when abortion was illegal, they had a procedure called a DNC, where they went in and removed everything from the womb of a woman to examine why her stomach was hurting. So all abortions before abortion was legal were not back alley abortions. Today, people still perform back alley abortions, even though abortion is legal in America. And so what we must do, and I would say I have my own pro-life organization now, speakforlife.org. And then my work at Priest for Life with Rachel's Vineyard and Silent No More Awareness, all of that. You want to give people opportunities to birth their children.
Would you say, since you mentioned the Silent No More, that refers to people who have had abortions and they're speaking out saying this is not the good thing that it's being made out to be? Would you say some of the fiercest critics today, Alveda King, of abortion are those who've actually had abortions? And they're not celebrating it, they're weeping over it.
I have had two abortions and a miscarriage due to damage done to my body by those abortions. And certainly I am a voice against abortion, first and foremost, because science agrees with God. Those are little human babies. When I had mine, it just so happens that I was told they were blobs of tissue, and they were not. They were humans. So I believe that men and women who lost children to abortion can say to others, please don't do it. It hurt me.
All right, what else do you want to say about abortion that needs to be said? Do you think that the sonograms are documenting the humanity of the unborn more and more?
The sonograms, the ultrasounds are making a difference. Many women go to that facility to get the abortion and decide not to once they see their baby. Fathers who are allowed to see the ultrasounds or sonograms react the same way. Abortion impacts the family and the community and the world in a negative way.
Now, Alveda, I've been following this issue for a long time and just speaking out as much as we can on the for pro-life. And I do remember when they used to say, on average, 1.4 million abortions a year in America. Now I think we're looking at 800,000 or something like that per year in America, which is 800,000 too many. But there has been progress. Why? What do you attribute that to?
First, one abortion is too many. And, of course, the numbers are going down. Some are not being reported anymore because of telemed abortions. You can call an abortion mill. They can get a prescription to you to take a pill. You never go into a facility, never see a doctor. So abortions are still occurring. But the numbers do appear to be going down, which is a good thing. But abortion should be unthinkable.
Yeah. What are your comments on some of the legal challenges to Roe v. Wade? For example, the Mississippi law, which the Supreme Court has agreed to take up on this.
I have an amicus brief before the court, and this is not my first amicus brief, but I do brief as a witness about the harm of abortion. And so I believe that it's very, very important for us to continue to vote for people who will support life from the womb to the tomb, to let our community leaders hear from us. And this is our responsibility.
And how do you feel when you hear a politician say something like, I'm a devout Catholic, but, or I'm a devout Christian, but, you know, and then they go on to basically, you know, support the pro-abortion system, you know, all the way virtually up to birth.
I used to have those kinds of answers. I became a born-again Christian in 1983 and confessed that I had been terribly wrong and not supporting our weakest. And once I made a decision to do that, I became a voice for life. Dr. Jerry, I've got to go now.
All right.
Is there one more question?
Yes, there is. What are your thoughts about the Hyde Amendment? Is it worth saving?
The Hyde Amendment has been a bipartisan amendment that would say from both parties of Congress, the House and the Senate, that we would not use tax dollars to pay for abortion. I think that's worth saving.
All right, Alveda, thank you so much for being with us. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you.
Sure. Bye. Alveda King. Bye-bye now. SpeakForLife.org.